Welcome to Keys to Recovery. Today we're going to talk about honesty. The first key in finding any change in your life is getting honest. You will never be able to change what you're not willing to confront, and you will never confront what you're not willing to admit to. All the problems that you've had seem to point to one thing, your addiction. Yet you shift the blame to anything but that. Those around you have told you you have a problem, circumstances have all pointed to it, and in moments of fleeting honesty, you have known it is true, only to slide back to denying that anything is wrong. You say, I can handle it, I can quit any time I want, I just don't want to yet. Maybe I overdo it, but I don't know if I have an addiction. I'm not sure if I'd go that far. Let me help you with this. If you think you have an addiction, you definitely do. You see, those who don't have an addiction never wonder about it. It never crosses their mind. I wonder if I'm drinking too much, or eating too much, or smoking too much, or any number of such things that people are addicted to. And how about that internet? Has the time you're spending on it displaced the things that you should really be doing? Let's measure if you're addicted to anything or not. Has some activity or behavior taken over your time or your finances? Has it destroyed your relationships? Have you modified your moral values to accommodate your compulsive behavior? Are you doing what you said you would never do to keep this pet behavior? Have you given up things that you once treasured? Are you lying to others to hide what you're doing? Have you lied to yourself? Is it causing unmanageability in any area of your life? The first step in recovery is honesty. So how about it? Are you ready to get honest? Step number one in the 12-step recovery program is we admitted we were powerless over alcohol and that our lives have become unmanageable. The corresponding principle to step number one is honesty. You can replace that word alcohol in this step with anything, no matter what you're dealing with. However, grasping the principle of honesty is essential for any degree of recovery, no matter what you're addicted to. The only way you can get this principle of honesty into your life is if you're not given any loopholes through which you can escape back to your addictive thinking and behavior. This step provides no loopholes. Powerlessness and unmanageability are pretty clear terms that are often carefully avoided by a well-formed denial system. This denial is made up of a system of excuses, lies, and rationalizations. When you rationalize your behavior, you tell a ration of lies. These are told primarily to yourself. Honesty is essential to conquering the denial system. It was not the question if you really wanted help. You came for help, you asked for help, and found that help was available. You might have even gotten some. More than the question of wanting help or not is the problem of being taken captive again in your thinking. You begin to say, I'm not that bad yet. Just one won't hurt. Nobody will know, and on it goes. The quick fix mentality of the person who is addicted is easily enticed into believing that re-entry into their addictive behavior will provide relief from some of the painful realities of life for the moment without bringing about any negative consequence. The result of this rationalization is they begin to say, I'm okay, I've got it under control, or even, I don't need help. Let me point something out to you. If you're trying to control your behavior, you're already out of control. Honesty is gone and denial has returned. Admitting that I'm an alcoholic or an addict is in essence the confession that brings about an honest heart recognition of the truth. You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. I have actually seen those who have made this confession for many years before the light actually came on and they really believed that they had a problem. So this is the powerlessness that the step is talking about. Totally without power. Not only over the addiction, but powerless over being dishonest as well. So you have to find a power to fill this void. before you ever got to the place of working the steps. If you read the book, you know it said, there is one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now. Not only you can find God, but God will remove the obsession to drink or use crack or any other life-controlling problem. Just ask him to. God could and would if he were sought. Some would question this. However, I have seen men come for help physically intoxicated, and after one prayer seen them not only set free, but totally sober instantly. The tragedy is that I have watched many of these go back and once again begin drinking or using drugs. Others I have seen stay sober but remain essentially dysfunctional. To the onlooker, there is no rationale behind such behavior or thinking. This relapse process is not the exception to the rule, but is commonplace in the life of the addicted. I have heard it said, your mind is like a bad neighborhood. You shouldn't go in there alone. I'm not in any way making inference that God is not able to set a person free, but it will be necessary for them to become pretty honest for this to happen. Honesty is progressive. The degree that you are honest with yourself will determine the level that you will gain success in the recovery process. The Big Book gives this rendition, grasping and developing a manner of living that demands rigorous honesty. This is without a doubt more than a mental assent to being honest, more than cash register honesty. You know if you would steal someone's money or not. It's talking about a lifestyle of being honest, one that places a demand on you. To grasp is to get a hold of, and to develop is to place a certain energy into a way of living. I have grasped and developed this manner of living that they are talking about. I have surrounded myself with people that hold me to the task of being honest. They tell me when I'm off the track and lying to myself. This is called accountability, which is something that most people avoid. However, without it, honesty will elude you. The alcoholic or addict who lies often enough will actually believe what it is that they are saying. That is why they seem so believable. In their heart, they are not lying. The things that they are saying represent the truth as they see it. This delusion is indicative of the reoccurring denial system of the addicted. Sometimes honesty eludes people clear to the grave. Finding the bottom where it seems they can go no further down will often break this deception. This is lovingly termed by those who've experienced it as the gift of desperation. This desperation is the fundamental key to gaining honesty. After the obsession has lifted, after life again, or in some cases for the first time, becomes manageable, after God's divine intervention, after recovery is found, should honesty ever elude you, relapse is inevitable. The summation of principle number one is this: whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, think on these things. Honesty is the element that pervades the successful working of all the steps and is the foundational key to recovery.